Tunter Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents With the SAS Across the Rhine into the Heart of Hitler's Third Reich by Ian Wellstead. Narrated by David Vickery. Publisher's note. In this audio edition, you may hear references to visual elements present in the print and e-book formats of the book. Preface. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2. This book is a sequel to SAS with a Marquee, which was written some 50 years ago and published with only minor amendments in September 1994. Although including copies of letters written at the time, and some material, which was originally intended for inclusion in the earlier publication, this book is mainly drawn from my personal diaries from 1941 to June 1944, and from October 1944 to 1946. The period of Operation Archway, being written up from memory while I was in 108 British General Hospital in Brussels. Fortunately, I had made a habit of analysing my feelings from time to time and committing them to my diary. Consequently, my reactions to the situations recorded in this book have been drawn from these contemporary analyses, rather than from any subsequent rationalisation with the benefits of hindsight. Chapter 6 is from almost contemporary material, being based on an article called Ski Patrol, and which, written under the pseudonym of Gremlin, was published in the British Ski Yearbook for 1948. Operation Archway was the last operation of the two original SAS regiments. After the liberation of Norway, they were disbanded. Consequently, I know of no definitive account of the action of Frank Force in the drive across Europe from the River Rhine to the Danish frontier, and the swift return to embark at Ostend en route to Norway. The successful manner in which this operation was conducted by the SAS, in roles for which they were neither specifically trained nor ideally equipped, is an inspiring example of the way in which dedicated and disciplined individuals with high esprit de corps can achieve outstanding results. It is a part of the history of the SAS which needs to be recorded. In my own struggles beyond the Rhine, I was wrestling with two difficult and dangerous adversaries. The physical encounters with the German forces defending the lines of the rivers Ems, Weser and Leine, and a turbulent emotional conflict as I came to terms with my personal life. This interplay makes, with the SAS Across the Rhine, a very different book from its happy-go-lucky predecessor. But I hope that it provides some insight into the extraneous stresses that many wartime soldiers had to endure. Ian Wellstead. Introduction. Ian Gough Wellstead was born in Hull on 10 December 1918, 1 month after the signing of the armistice that ended the First World War. His father, Colonel Charles Gough Wellstead, had served in the Territorial Royal Field Artillery during the war. His service may have led to Ian's fascination with the army and his desire to one day serve himself. However, chronic asthma as a young man appeared likely to frustrate his military ambitions. Instead, his father encouraged him in his university studies, preparatory to joining the family business. The gathering of war clouds in 1939 changed everything. As Ian described it, it was all hands on deck, and he was commissioned into the Territorial Army in June 1939. Ian was to remain in the army for 28 years, retiring in 1967, having attained his father's rank of colonel. In the meantime, he served with the 1st Special Air Service Regiment in France after D-Day in the French Alps, and at the crossing of the Rhine in early 1945 as part of Operation Archway, the subject of this book. The SAS's initial role during Archway was to provide reconnaissance for the Allied airborne divisions east of the Rhine, and then undertake long-range patrols ahead of Montgomery's 21st Army Group to identify pockets of resistance to be neutralized, to accept the surrender of enemy units, and to disarm the local population. Ian describes, in great detail, how the SAS was effectively employed as firefighters, advantage being taken of high mobility and firepower of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?